This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A man suspected of killing three of his neighbors over a property dispute in Custer County yesterday has been arrested. New Mexico State Police took the 45-year-old into custody near Albuquerque today. In southern Colorado, a fourth victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Authorities say she is improving. There's uncertainty in Congress over federal programs that provide housing and medicine to people living with HIV and AIDS. House Republicans seek major cuts to these programs, some of which fund Colorado groups that provide HIV care and prevention services. Barb Cardell is the legislative chair for CORA, Colorado Organizations and Individuals Responding to AIDS.
There's got to come a point in time where we stop playing these political games and instead say, what is the impact on my constituents? What is the impact on people that I know, that I love?
The House GOP recently stripped nearly all funding for former President Trump's effort to end HIV in the U.S., and they have yet to reauthorize a global AIDS initiative launched by President George W. Bush 20 years ago. In Interstate 70, toll lanes through the mountains will be open this holiday season. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
You know those two narrow toll lanes that stretch between Empire and Idaho Springs in the mountains? The federal government keeps them closed much of the year because they aren't quite regulation width. Well, the state announced this week that it's going to keep them open through the end of this week and from December 23rd through January 1st. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.